For many of us, thinking about ourselves as fluid, or with souls as big as the universe, connected to the energy flow of all that is, slips us out just beyond our comfort zone. But without the judgment of my left brain saying that I am a solid, my perception of myself returned to this natural state of fluidity. Clearly, we are each trillions upon trillions of particles in soft vibration. We exist as fluid-filled sacks in a fluid world where everything exists in motion. Different entities are composed of different densities of molecules, but ultimately, every pixel is made up of electrons, protons, and neutrons performing a delicate dance. Every pixel, including every iota of you and me, and every pixel of space seemingly in between, is atomic matter and energy. My eyes could no longer perceive things as things that were separate from one another. Instead, the energy of everything blended together. My visual processing was no longer normal. I compare this pixelated perspective to Impressionist pointillism paintings. I was consciously alert, and my perception was that I was in the flow. Everything in my visual world blended together, and with every pixel radiating energy, we all flowed en masse, together, as one. It was impossible for me to distinguish the physical boundaries between objects because everything radiated with similar energy. It's probably comparable to when people take off their glasses or put eye drops into their eyes. The edges become softer. In this state of mind, I could not perceive three-dimensionally. Nothing stood out as being closer or farther away. If there was a person standing in a doorway, I could not distinguish their presence until they moved. It took activity for me to know that I should pay special attention to any particular patch of molecules. In addition, color did not register to my brain as color. I simply couldn't distinguish it. Prior to this morning, when I had experienced myself as a solid, I had possessed the ability to experience loss, either physical loss via death or injury, or emotional loss through heartache. But in this shifted perception, it was impossible for me to perceive either physical or emotional loss because I was not capable of experiencing separation or individuality. Despite my neurological trauma, an unforgettable sense of peace pervaded my entire being, and I felt calm. Although I rejoiced in my perception of connection to all that is, I shuddered at the awareness that I was no longer a normal human being. How on earth would I exist as a member of the human race with this heightened perception that we are each a part of it all, and that the life force energy within each of us contains the power of the universe? How could I fit in with our society when I walk the earth with no fear? I was, by anyone's standard, no longer normal. In my own unique way, I had become severely mentally ill. And I must say, there was both freedom and challenge for me in recognizing that our perception of the external world and our relationship to it is a product of our neurological circuitry. For all those years of my life, I really had been a figment of my own imagination. When the timekeeper in my left hemisphere shut down, the natural temporal cadence of my life slowed to the pace of a snail. As my perception of time shifted, I fell out of sync with the beehive that bustled around me. My consciousness drifted into a time warp, rendering me incapable of communicating or functioning at either the accustomed or acceptable pace of social exchange. I now existed in a world between worlds. I could no longer relate to the people outside of me, and yet my life had not been extinguished. I was not only an oddity to those around me, but on the inside, I was an oddity to myself. I felt so detached from my ability to move my body with any oomph that I truly believed that I would never be able to get this collection of cells to perform again. Wasn't it interesting that although I could not walk or talk, understand language, read or write, or even roll my body over, I knew that I was okay. The now offline intellectual mind of my left hemisphere no longer inhibited my innate awareness that I was the miraculous power of life. I knew I was different now, but never once did my right mind indicate that I was less than what I had been before. I was simply a being of light radiating life into the world. regardless of whether or not I had a body or brain that could connect me to the world of others. I saw myself as a cellular masterpiece. In the absence of my left hemisphere's negative judgment, I perceived myself as perfect, whole, and beautiful, just the way I was.